old fogey.
Mm-hmm.
Or backwoodsy maybe or something. That's us.
Mm-hmm. If a man's very sure of his ways, doesn't want to change, somebody might say, don't be so.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could even say that of a mule. You might say that. That's
don't be so ornery or stubborn. Or ignorant.
Somebody that you can't joke around with. They always lose their temper. How would you say they were?
Well, I said, well, you better not fool with those older now. He can't take a joke or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And which there is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most of the time that's ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't joke a man, why, he's not all there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or he's got a bad disposition or something.
Talking about somebody that might lose their temper, you might say to him sometimes, just keep
calm.
Mm-hmm.
Keep calm. Hold your temper.
Mm-hmm.
Govern your temper. Control your temper.
If you've been working pretty hard, you say you're very...
very tired, very fatigued. Give out. I'm give out. Most
mm-hmm.
of them say that. I'm just exhausted or I'm give out.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say I'm just completely
exhausted? Yeah. Or no. I know a few more phrases for that also.
Uh-huh. What would you say?
Well, I've heard them say, I'll tell you, I'm just petered out.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I've heard them say, well, I'm just peckered out.
Mm-hmm.
Different phrases like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear anybody called a peckerwood at all? Or
not a person, I don't guess I would at all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't. Now I do know of the darnest incident that ever happened in this country.
Uh-huh.
About a woodpecker.
Uh-huh.
We
what?
Had a church out here, the primitive church.
Mm-hmm.
And it had these big, and it hadn't been moved very long.
Mm-hmm.
Had these big purple, wonder panes in it.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them colored.
Yeah.
And they were in a wood frame, big wide wood frame like this. Well, there was a woodpecker. Pecked a hole in that half. And that glass was plate glass, it was that thick.
Mm-hmm.
He pecked a half a hole in this wood part of this one, and the other half in that glass.
Ooh.
And it stayed there for years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he pecked that hole in the glass, I don't know. He had a good pecker, didn't he?
If a person's been well and you might hear that they have some disease, you say, last night she...
recovered.
Uh-huh.
Or went through the crisis.
Uh-huh. And you might say, well, a week ago she... when she got the disease, you might say, well, a week ago she...
bad shape, the point of death, or
mm-hmm.
very serious condition. No telling what we'd say about that. Just whatever come up, come out.
Mm-hmm. About a person, you might say, well, he's getting better. Don't worry, he'll be up again by...
day or so. Day or two.
Mm-hmm. If a person was well the last time you saw him, somebody might say, well, they were well up to a few days ago, and then last night she...
had a relapse, or had a heart attack, or a stroke. You say, well, last time, it looked good last time I saw him.